Are you ready to take action? Because if you only take action out of fear or out of the need to take action, then yes.
Hello and welcome to Finding Your Spark Again. I am so happy that you're here again with me and my beautiful guest, Aura Moldovan. Aura and I have been friends for a while now, and I just adore her. I know she has such a valuable message that you will really get a lot out of it. She is a quantum alchemist helping people reconnect with themselves. She is at her core a guide, and that's really why I wanted her to come on today to talk to us about how you can really connect with that great spirit of joy, even when you're hanging by a thread, right? Even when things are dark and difficult and you don't know how or when or if you'll get to another side. So welcome, Aura.
Thank you so much, beautiful Donalyn. I am so honored and so happy to be here today. I can't even tell you. I got so happy when I got your message that you want to reconnect again. I was like, wow, perfect. Thank you. This is just, it couldn't have been a better moment for me to be here also.
Excellent. I'm so glad. I love the synchronicity of that, right? I love that we meet up when we're meant to meet up, when there's an overlap in our energies that is undeniable. And I love that. So the reason that I reached out at this moment, one of the reasons, besides just thinking you're great, has to do with this massive intercountry move that you just made. And it, you know, you were open and honest about it online, and I was so impressed with that. But also, you lived in the unknown during that time. And I think that's a really hard place to live and a really hard place to talk about. So I thought maybe we could kind of talk about that and what that was like for you.
Yeah, I feel like I'm still walking in the dark. Sometimes I just had to make a phone call, and I don't speak Portuguese and they don't speak any other language. I'm asking them all the other languages that I'm having up my sleeve, and there's no connection whatsoever. So we just had to hang up and not resolve the situation.
Oh, wow.
So it's fantastic. The thing is, I've wished my entire life to live on an island. I was just talking to my sister a few days ago, asking her, do you remember as small children when I was telling you that I wish to live on an island? And she said, yes, you're right. And I was like, well, here we are. And then I said, do you remember how I wished not to pay insane taxes? And she said, yes. And I was like, well, here we are.
So that's such an interesting connection you're making, because sometimes our dreams can be coming true. Like everything that we want is here, and it's still super uncomfortable. Like, yeah, this is painful.
It's insane. And you would think that it's, yes, this is the ride of my life. This is what I always wanted. But then there's this obstacle and that obstacle and that obstacle and our luggage not arriving. And I mean, we came here, we flew, I don't even know what it is, 7,000 kilometers, I think, from Sweden to Madeira, an island, Portuguese island in the middle of the Atlantic. And it's, we just had four suitcases with our entire life in it. And then one of them doesn't come. That means you don't have clothes, underwear, socks, and all your other, we had our computers, our hard drives, our entire work, our portfolios, you know, stuff that just did not arrive and was lost. It was officially lost. And we thought we'd take it with us because it's safe. So, but, you know, when we both let go of it, when we both accepted the situation that, okay, it's lost, we move on. It is what it is. We just move on. That's when they called us. And I made that video about it. I mean, just in the moment where I made a video on it on social media, talking about it, basically just letting it out there in the world, releasing it and releasing it from myself, my being, the phone called literally at the end of the video to tell him that, to tell my husband that they found the luggage. And this kind of happened with the entire move, because when I was in Sweden, I literally wanted to escape for 20 years. It was my dark space. And it was just a country that I had a hard time aligning with. And having moved there as a child, my parents were like, you know, we have this culture, they have that culture, and it's us versus them. You do not integrate. You stick with us. You remain as we taught you to be. And so it was very difficult for me as a child and as a teenager to try and integrate myself into the culture and be like them. And it was always this sense of separation. And only, I guess, the last 2 years I started feeling like home in Sweden, but only a few weeks, 2-3 weeks before we got the call that we are going to move, I accepted the fact that the taxes that I'm paying, 65% tax of the money that the price that is on the internet, 65% of it goes to the Swedish government. And I don't get anything for it. There's no healthcare in that. There's nothing, no benefits for me in that. So I just felt like I wasn't working for me. And even I was working on donations. So if someone would give me a dollar, 65% of that would go to the Swedish government. So I felt robbed. I felt betrayed, you know, but I learned to love and accept it. And in that moment, this came through. It's just, yeah.
I can still relate to this sense of going somewhere and kind of being somewhere. So when I grew up in Massachusetts, which is quite cold, and I'm not a cold lover, and I had moved, you know, I had been in New York for many years and then met my husband, and he said, let's move there. And I was like, you are insane. I don't want to move there. But I went there and I did that thing that you're talking about where you just kind of reserve judgment and you like let go and go like, okay, well, I guess this is what's coming in. So I'm going. And, but I had that same sensation of like, there's kind of something missing in my life. There's no, it's not a perfect fit. I don't fit here, but I enjoy it, right? I can still like something that is not my home, right? It's not a place that I go like, yes, this is where I fit in, you know? And so that sensation of sort of mild dissatisfaction, or sometimes more than mild dissatisfaction. And then there was this moment. So I really dislike winter. I'm like uncomfortable. My body hurts, you know, like all sorts of things that I guess other people don't go through. So I remember that there was a winter when I decided that I was going to love it. That even though it wasn't for me, that I was going to find what was great about it, and I was going to lean into that and focus on that. And that when I did that, it was the most, still to this day, the most spectacular winter I've ever spent. Everything was so beautiful, and, you know, the discomfort that I was used to faded a bit, and, you know, like that. And that letting go process, it was not very long before we started spending winter somewhere else, right? After that, right? So that letting go, like, where you just surrender, you just, it's dark and I'm willing to just be nothing in it, is so beautiful. And the expression of it. So for you, you took it to that next level. I'd love to kind of dig on that a little bit. And it, so you said to yourself, I let go. You did that work. It's inner work. It's not a saying. If anybody's listening that wants to know how to do it, there are really specific ways. Aura can show you. I can show you. Lots of people have a process for it. It's important work, and learning how to work with your emotions is really important. But after you do that work, you took it to the expression level. So how did you decide that? What was that process for you?
Ooh, it was, well, first of all, it's, you know, it comes this, you have this wave of euphoria that you can't even express, and you don't know, in no way possible can you express it. But then comes clarity. And with clarity comes, I guess, the next step in life. Because every time we come to a huge point of accepting what is, we make space for the next step in our expansion. And when we do that, I haven't really gotten to a place where I'm expressing it to the world yet, but I am expressing it to myself. Because I think, first and foremost, it is most important that we know ourselves first. And we accept that which we learn about ourselves when we get to know ourselves in the next step of our expansion and evolution. And then we can go and create and expand it and express it into the world. So right now I'm in a moment of integration and of telling myself what the next step is. And soon I will be expressing it into the world.
Mm. I love that you're talking about this over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So many times we have change in our lives and it is difficult and we don't know what to do with it. And sometimes it's forced on us, right? It's circumstantial. It feels forced.
Yes.
And sometimes it's internal and we go like, yes, I want something and I'm moving toward it. However, I'm still in this space. And a lot of times, certainly with my clients, I see it over and over again in their businesses. They go like, yeah, it just has to happen now. Like, I'm done with all this processing. Cut it out. And that sensation of saying, okay, I know this is a multi-step process. And I am not only willing to go through it, I'm willing for it to go at its own pace.
Yes, exactly. I think that's highly important because when you resist something, right, and you are in resistance until everything opens up, until you get into acceptance. But if you then try to take control, try to take the reins again and do it your way, it can go in ways where the universe will have to force you back on your optimal track, so to say. You are always on your optimal track, but because you are your track, you are your path always. There is no such thing as getting off your path. The problem is that there's an easy way on the path and there's a bumpier way on the path, and it gets bumpier when we try to control things. And this is something that I did actually many years ago, because first time where I had this big opening and expansion exactly in my life, it was in 2011. And then in 2014, I had the opportunity to move to Barcelona again from Sweden, to leave Sweden, right? To move to Barcelona to a warm space. But I dove directly into it. There was no integration time. There was no getting a sense of my new environment or my new, because it's everything is new. It's a new climate. It's a new, you're moving from living at the North Pole, literally. I mean, we had 6 months, it's darkness there. And then 6 months, it's day right now. The sun doesn't set or the sun doesn't rise. And the culture is completely different. Everything is different, but I did not give myself the time to integrate that. And so the universe was like, no, back to Sweden. There's more to learn there. You need to go back. And I had a relapse back then into, you know, feeling depression and all this. So now, leaving it all up to the universe. And when I literally, my insides feel that now is the time to do something, then now is the time. And it happens, like the computer won't work if I want to get to work, or, you know, things will not turn on because I'm not meant to. I'm meant to just sit with myself and really digest with every single cell of my body, everything that is happening. Because there are so many changes. If we really take a look at it, I don't know if you went through the same thing, but I'm having diet changes. I'm having the way that my body functions is changing. Absolutely. It's in my skin, my everything is changing and has changed in miraculous ways. But I need to let it happen. We are the flow. And if we try to control or resist the flow, then the flow stops, right? There is no flow. So we have to just move with what is.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love that you're talking about becoming absolutely new on every level, on even on a cellular level. And I will say that a move from New York City to Massachusetts is far easier in terms of the language is the same, right? The food accessibility is the same. The amount of light that you get is generally the same. Recently, I moved to Florida, and the amount of light that I get in my life is like so different. It makes a giant difference in my experience, right? I just have more time to really enjoy the lightness of the day, you know? So I can see where, you know, when you're really taking a giant step into another space, but you're also allowing it to help you to become new. And this is something I think a lot of people, this is something that a lot of people struggle with, where we don't really know that we need to be a new person in order to have a new thing in our lives, whatever that is. And the only way to get from who you are now to whoever that person is through a space of the unknown, through a space of potentiality.
Absolutely. And trial and error. And it's okay to make mistakes. And it's okay to, whoops, this was the wrong door. Not this way, the other way. Take a few steps back. Try another step forward. Maybe just take a breath instead of keep trying to make steps forward. And smell the flowers. It's something that my dog always reminds me. He's always taking his time. And I think they're also the greatest teachers. And it's, I mean, nature, if anything, has been my number one teacher in the past years. I'm always looking at how trees are growing and shedding their leaves. And it's not always the same leaf coming back, but it's the same tree, right? So it's a new tree, which is the same tree, yet every year it's different. Every year it's new. Every year it rebirths itself. And I think this is something that we as humans have come away from over the past millennia. We forgot about it. We forgot that we are part of nature. And I think it's highly, highly important to remember that it's not us and nature, but we are nature. Nature expresses itself through us. We are equal to a tree or a flower or a blade of grass.
Just recently, I read about how a recent study has shown that plants make noise, that if we bring the vibration into an audible range, you can hear it, and that a healthy plant makes different noises than a dehydrated or unhealthy plant makes. And so just knowing that, like, we think we're the ones doing this and that the plants are not making any noise, right? That we're using our mechanism to express ourselves. That vibration is so vast that we can only even perceive a tiny amount of it. And as we watch science, it continues to expand what it is that we know about the universe and how we perceive, right? Like, we've known for a long time about dogs and how they can hear in a different range. This goes on and on and on, right? And even it's not that long ago, I mean, it's several decades, but not that long ago that we learned about the Schumann waves, how the Earth itself, the atmosphere of the Earth itself has an actual vibration that has a number that we can experience, that we can know in an intellectual way as well as an integrated way. I love that you're talking about that in terms of what is in the unknown, right? Like, what is the support that we have when we are not in our heads.
I think that also one thing to remember is that you are never alone. We forget, first of all, that we do have, even if, let's say, you don't have anybody physically with you, or you feel that nobody understands you, that nobody gets you, you always, always, always have yourself. And even if you think that, let's say, in the, you know, we all are our own worst critic, right? But we can always try and sit down with ourselves and ask yourself as if you would ask a child or the being that you love the most in this world, whether that is a fish, a plant, your dog, whatever it is, or your own child. What is it that you need from me right now? How can I help you through this situation? How can I hold space for you? How can I support you? And I think this is one thing that, I mean, I do this every day. Every day I sit down and I ask myself, what do I need to know today for my highest joy and the highest joy of all? And I just let my spirit, my body, talk to me and tell me what it is that it needs from me. And lately, this past 4 weeks, it's been, please do nothing. I asked my business. I have the same conversation with my business. What can I do for you? How can we both best serve? And right now it was, you cannot be of service to all if you don't include yourself. So you need to rest right now. And then when you fill your cup, you can let it pour all over the world and you can share with everything and everyone. But right now, centeredness, rest, and recollection and getting to know yourself again in ways that you forgot that you had these aspects and these parts of you, and getting reacquainted and reintegrating them into your daily life so that you become new in a way that nobody has seen you before, not even you yourself. And it's scary. It's so, one of the scariest things to do is authenticity. Is being authentic, because we are taught from a very early age that it's not okay to be authentic, right? The way our parents, I mean, everybody is doing their best, right? But so we have lost pieces of ourselves along the way. So I think it's very important to start and recollect ourselves, trace our way back and find out, who is it that I'm actually here? Why did I come here?
This piece about how we're raised comes up often. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's so much about our childhood that is meant to save our lives, right? Like, don't touch the stove and don't run out in traffic and things that you need to know in order to be a human, right? Because you're coming into the world as a human now, right? So you may have desires as the spirit coming in, and knowledge, and I mean, you see it in children all the time where they have this broad-based understanding of what is happening that is sometimes far beyond what we can really imagine as adults. But then we get trained into being in a human suit, right? And then you, of course, you add in the whatever the trauma, unresolved trauma of your parents and your community are, and you've got a lot of work to do there in terms of remembering who that inner person is and remembering that we can express it in any way that we want in any moment, and that that makes massive changes in us.
It changes everything.
Yeah.
And I mean, it changes things that can't even be explained by nowadays physics. It literally creates miracles when you start tracing the steps of your joy, of the things that bring you outmost joy, and you start living your truth no matter how scary it is. It's so important. I mean, it's everything, because we all come here to change, to help expand, right? If we are a fractal of source is looking for its own expansion. And the only way to expand is to break the status quo. And the only way to break the status quo is to change what is. And causing this discomfort is painful. It's literally a revolution. It's just the same as a revolution takes place in a society. Some parts of us need to die. Other parts of us will be reborn. There's a reformation going on into the entire system, whether it's within your family, whether it's within a cycle of friends, or whether it's just within yourself. And it is painful to let go of old personas, of old masks that we have to play to feel safe, whether it's in our family or whether it's in society. But it's so worth it.
Yes. So let's dig into that piece a little bit about old masks. So change is hard. And often we are reaching for something that is similar to something that we had in the past, but not the same. And so it's kind of like that groove in a record, right? We just go like, we're not trying to go in the groove, but somehow we go in the groove and we're like playing that song. We're like, we don't want to be that person, right? But we want to be someone just a little different from that. We want to be in maybe similar situations, right? We want to have the same job, or we want to have the same spouse, but we want to do it in a new way. We want to access something new in ourselves, something new vibrationally that we can tap into and bring this change into our already existing world. Wow. Right?
Yeah.
So you talked earlier about trying.
Yeah.
That's the best I can express it, sort of. That go in this, oh, that's close, but not quite. I'm going to back up a little. I'm going to try something slightly different. Oh, not quite. I'm going to back up a little. And you take all of those experiences with you, right? They're not mistakes. They are your new understanding. They are all of you.
It's expansion. This is what expansion is. And this is what oneness is. Oneness is also bringing the polarity of all that is and becoming all of it without viewing something as good or bad. Everything is experience and a part of us. This is one thing that I've been trying to work. I was a bit misguided. You know how it is, how it's in nowadays new age and spirituality, oh, you have to be only positive and only good and only la 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 la. And there's only this one, again, we're putting ourselves into boxes. We are talking about being open-minded and all-loving and unconditional love, but not like that and not like that. And that's wrong. So how is it unconditional love if it only encompasses the positive, the good, the it's so limited. And I was trying so
hard. Photo, right?
It's exactly.
Like, yeah, images of what that is. Yeah.
Exactly.
And how you are, families and friends, and right, and you used to be somebody who was not like this, and we liked it better, you know, because change is hard.
And that's a mask, exactly.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
And I was thinking, what if I thought I need to cut away, you know, cut all these cords and cut away all these parts of me that, you know, my fragments that has been depressed or that has been like that, or that, you know, 20 years ago, this happened, cut it away. But I think it was actually today as I was meditating that I was like, no, they're here. They're me. I love them, every single part of it. And I am proud to be that fragment of me and that fragment of me integrated. Because without them, I just talked to someone, as someone that is a psychologist, and he was asking me about my past and all this and that. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I said, no, that's everything. I am celebrating everything because it's who I am today. And without it, I would not be able to do this work, and I wouldn't be able to hold space for other beings that find themselves in similar situations or similar states. And I think this is the problem also in with New Age and spirituality and psychiatry. They are so scared of these things. It's wrong. to feel sad. It's wrong to feel lost. It's wrong to, it's not wrong. My God, it's natural. It's human. It's part of the spectrum of the emotions that we are here to feel and to be part of and be, and not be scared of them, but to embrace them and work through them, work with them. Everything is a, is it's an arrow showing us the way. Every single little thing that happens in our life, whether it's physical, emotional, mental pain or discomfort, or always ask yourself, what is it? What is it trying to tell me? And what can I do? How can I use it? Or what can I do to improve the situation?
You bring to mind the saying, the only way out is through. And even in that, it feels like you're still looking for a way out. You know, to really say, hey, this is who I am. This is where I am. This is, this moment is this big for me. This is all of this moment for me right now. That's giant. It's giant. And I think that you're right that we, well, certainly we have prioritized life over death, right? We don't think leaving is good, particularly if it's early. And we don't think it's good if it's from disease or from your own hand or from somebody else's hand. Like, we have all these ways. Oh, that's an okay death.
Yeah.
That's not good, right? And the same is true throughout our experience, right? It's okay if you want to show up to work a little depressed if you've been through a loss. Oh, we all understand. It's okay. We approve of your problem. But if you're just depressed because you've got something else going on that you don't want to talk about, then that's not okay. No, you've got to learn to integrate better. So that release that you're talking about, and also by release, I mean the release of others' opinions of it, right? That, and just let yourself be it. Be
yes.
it. It's okay. It doesn't last forever. Nothing in this life lasts forever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's so much to learn from these aspects of us. They have so much to tell us. Once you communicate with your pain, once you communicate with whatever it is that you feel is an impediment or is something that holds you back, and you have an open heart-to-heart communication with it, just what is it that you need from me? What can I, how can I assist you? How can I hold space for you? Then all of these things are going to be set on the table in front of you that you can do in order to either alter the situation or use it in order to do something good with it. Because it's not always about erasing something. You can always use whatever it is, whatever emotion, you can use it for good. You can use it as experience and then turn it into something that helps others grow. But when you don't, it's all stagnation. If you don't allow yourself to feel it, if you keep running away from it, because we also tend to, we talk about it like we know everything, but it's one thing knowing everything and it's another thing actually applying it. That's the hard part. And it's highly important too.
So there's this aspect of like, okay, but when do I take action, right? And I think that talking about that can really give people a framework to say, okay, I am sitting in it and it has become stagnation, or I'm tired of sitting in it. I'm going to take action, and then we fall on our faces. So do you have any indicators that you can talk about that are the moment when it's time to take action, as opposed to the moment when it's time to feel, it's time to reflect, it's time to be? Like, those are all things that we do without a lot of participation in the outside world.
I think they're very much connected. The feeling and the being and the taking action, I think, because also feeling and being it is an action. It's not so much a static thing, but the energy is moving, even though we don't see ourselves physically moving. A lot of change is going on. And I think knowing when to take action is first put pen to paper, write everything down. Write down everything, how you're feeling, how in every single way, why are you feeling this way? Are you ready to take action? Because if you only take action out of fear or out of the need to take action, then yes, you will fall on your face. Because I feel the same. If I don't work, who's going to make money? Who's going to pay the rent, right? I have to take action. There's nobody else. I don't have anybody that can work for me. So if I don't show up for work every day, social media, all this, marketing, blah, blah, then, you know, there's no money to pay the rent or for food or anything like that. And, but that would be the fear of taking action.
Yeah.
The thing is, I need to, because we're taught to go, 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 go. Hard work. That's the only thing that's going to ever give you anything in life, right? This is the mentality that we grew up with. The problem with that is that you again disconnect from yourself and you again disconnect from your needs. It's you integrate and then it's like, oh shit, I need to take action, and you disconnect. So it's very important to always take your heart and your soul with you and always, 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 every single moment of the day, if necessary, ask yourself, am I ready for this or am I doing it out of fear? Am I doing it out of joy and because I know that I can and I'm ready? Because so many times I feel like, yes, now is the time. But it's like, no, wait a minute. I don't have everything together. I need to still brew a little bit. Let this brew a little bit. Let this integrate a little bit more without the guilt that I cannot contribute to making money in the family right now, without the guilt that just taking my time because everything will come. No matter as scary, and we don't have savings. So as scary as it is, you know, just trust that you are always held. If you don't hold space for you, the universe will always hold space for you. But it still would want you to hold space for yourself. And if you look back at your life, you will probably realize that it was not that bad. No matter how bad it was, you still ended up being okay. So it wasn't that hot. And I'm talking horrible stuff. You're still here today and you still made it through. So this too shall pass, but you need to remember to take yourself with yourself on your journey. Don't leave yourself there and run away because you feel like you need to do this now.
Yeah. And how there's space for other people to show up when we do that, right? When we take the time to do that steeping. I love the image of the steeping. For me, the tea, you know, it really is a visual image I can really relate to. And then applying that to the feelings and allow ourselves to steep in the being, that's just simply being and observing. And then things show up. People show up. Things happen that are well beyond my imagination and, you know, in ways that I couldn't predict. I could have made a list. This is the stuff I'm going to do. And then you could just throw that out because what's going to happen is so much better.
Yes, 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 absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Because when you show up for yourself, the universe will show up for you. And this is something that I've been battling with for a big part of my life until I understood, with, like, for instance, sacrifice, right? There are so many, they say good, bad things happen to good people. That's a thing we're saying that people say, right? The problem with that is that bad things happen to good people because good people give everything to everyone else and they never do anything for themselves. And the way the universe is, the universe provides when you provide for yourself. It's a reflection of you, what you give to you, not what you give to others. You are the source of your reality.
That is a beautiful place for us to wrap up for the day. I am so appreciative that you are here. Tell us, if you will, about anything you've got going on, or, you know, of course, we're going to link your website and everything. What's the best place for people to continue to listen to your wisdom and to get to participate with you?
I guess the best place right now is Aura Universe on YouTube, and it's Aura Universe, Y-O-U, Universe, or on Instagram. That's where I always write everything everything that I learn through myself and through the universe. I put it down in Instagram there, hoping that it's going to help someone one day. And yeah, right now, regarding my work, I'm just, I want to walk more towards not just guiding others to reconnect with themselves and to renew themselves, but to, and become their true authentic selves, but also teach them how to do it without needing anyone else to do it for them, so that you and everyone can do it on a daily basis, because it's as innate to do this as breathing is to us. It's just that we forgot. So I'm moving now into that direction. Such an honor to be here, and I love you so, so, so much for everything that you are, everything that you do, and just your way of breathing and doing things.
It's totally difficult. I want to remind everybody that you can go to donalyn.blog and find out what I've got going on at the moment. And there is coming up a group program, which will be much more accessible, easy, fun, and really help you to bring these teachings into your life and into your business and move forward in new ways. Thank you so much.